At last, the artist, who didn't seem to be rolling a full barrow, at least not in the brains department, seemed to understand. He got out his pad and had already set to sketching as old White Daddy stumbled a little way off, still muttering instructions and orders to which the artist was pretty clearly paying absolutely no attention at all. Old White Daddy collapsed so suddenly that for a moment Mordred feared that perhaps the strip of jerky that served the son of a bitch as a heart had finally given up beating. Then Roland stirred in the grass, resettling himself, and Mordred, lying on a knoll about 90 yards west of the dry stream bed, felt his own heartbeat slow. And deep though the old White Gunslinger Daddy's exhaustion might be, his training and his long lineage, going all the way back to the Eld himself, would be enough to awake him with his gun in his hand the second the artist gave one of his wordless but devilishly loud cries. Cramps seized Mordred, the deepest yet. He doubled over, fighting to hold his human shape, fighting not to scream, fighting not to die. He heard another of those long, flabbering noises from below, and felt more the lumpy brown stew begin coursing down his legs. But his preternaturally keen nose smelled more than excreta in this new mess. This time, he smelled blood as well as shit. He thought the pain would never end, that it would go on deepening until it tore him in two, but at last it began to let up. He looked at his left hand, and was not entirely surprised to see that the fingers had blackened and fused together. They would never come back to human again, those fingers. He believed he had but only one more change left in him. Mordred wiped sweat from his brow with his right hand and raised the binoculars to his eyes again, praying to his red daddy that the stupid mutie boy would be asleep. But he was not.